Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Iril, ikaw, naka-relate ka? Kasi lumaki ka dito eh.
Opo, I think I relate with both. Because I'm kind of like in the middle. Because I moved here when I was 9. And then I grew up. in like primary school, not knowing a lot of English. But so I had to kind of assimilate quickly. And I had to learn English quickly. And in order to kind of be part of, you know, a lot of kids that didn't look like me. But it was a very multicultural school, which is something that I like think about fondly. And I was like, okay, there's a lot of white people, but also like a lot of African kids from like immigrant families and stuff like that, a lot of Vietnamese, and there was a lot of Filipinos as well in my school, so
is
that was really
2009
lovely. 2007 to 20 yeah, yeah, 2012,
medyo nagbago na yung anya na
yeah,
Australia.
And so for me, when growing up, yeah, I was surrounded by a lot of different cultures and different people. And so I didn't have a lot of that feeling of like where I belonged. And also I had like a very good sense of self from the beginning when I was really young. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I'm gay and I knew that I was gay.
What? So, you're gay? No way.
Paano yun tinanggap sa bahay ninyo?
Well, so there's 5 of us, but so and three of us are gay. In the family.
What?
So, ilang kayo?
Oh, so 4 boys, 1 girl. Okay. So, yung my oldest brother, wife, kid, and then my little sister, she's 15. Who knows? And then the middle 3, bakla po kami tatlo.
So, anong reaction ng... So, hindi ka na nahirapan kasi binrake na ng kuya mo.
Wait, opo.
Yung ice.
So, when he came out... I shouldn't tell my brother's story. But when he came out, that was maybe 2014-ish. That was when my parents found out. And they had a very strong reaction to it. My mom was bawling. She was like crying as if someone died in the family. Like, you know, when they were like crying, like heavy tears. And then my brother and I didn't know that he was gay then. I was like, why are you crying? Like someone died. And then so kind of consequently a few years later, my parents kind of got an understanding of like being gay. And because with Filipinos and Filipino family, it's okay to be gay, but not in the family.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean? Just like, oh, your tito can be gay.
You can't.
Your neighbor can be gay. If you're gay, that's not going to work. So that was...
Problema yon.
Yeah, problema yon. It's like, I think there's like a shame in it as well. Just be like, what will people say about us if we have a gay son or gay daughter or whatever? And then so with me, I didn't have to come out because my brother had to do everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So when he came out, I was just like, okay, cool. So I've never had to like fully say, ma pa bakla ako. Well, ma pa bakla ako. And then so when COVID happened, I had a boyfriend, so I kind of just brought him every weekend, and I was just like, he's a friend.
Sure. What?
Special friend.
He's a special friend from uni. We didn't go to the same uni. And then my little brother also had the same thing. He didn't have to come out. We just kind of
so yung
were.
Unang kuya mo, siya talaga yung gumawa ng lahat ng hard work.
Yeah. He had
you thanked him yet? Sa kanya.
Yeah, I'm seeing him tonight. I'm seeing both my brothers tonight. We're gonna have dinner. I'll say.
Thank you for paving the way.
Dapat ilibre mo sila.
Oh, I don't have money here.
So, ano yung kahalagahan ng mga kwento tulad ng ginagawa ni Dax para sa'yo, sa mga pamilya mo?
That's the thing with... like I want my parents or my mom to see the show just because they'll see so much of the story in Mr. Big in their life and the way we were brought up and that shame of like, you know, I'm sure they felt when my older brother, my kuya, came out and us being openly very, very queer and gay. And I think that there's a lot of unpacking for them to think about as well in living in a very Filipino culture where being gay is seen as a joke or kind of like a punchline. And even though, like, it encompasses everyone's lives, because there's so many queer and gay people in the Philippines, and it's part of the culture. Like, all the comedians, everything that we laugh at in the Philippines, in media, is because of gay, queer, trans people.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to legislation, when it comes to politics, they're like, that's, you know, like, we don't talk about that. We, like, they're not real. It's not real. But then everything that we do is because, or a lot of it is because of
a movement in the gay culture.
Yeah, exactly.
Trevor, ganun rin ba ang naging reaction mo nung nakita mo yung story ni Mr. Big?
For my character or just as in
the, as a whole?
As a whole.
Story.
I mean, I loved it. I mean, the fact that we get to talk, I mean, I get to be part, I mean, I'm the token straight guy in the cast.
That's true. No, Anna.
Yeah, but as a male, like, in the industry,
wow.
And also being Asian. Anyway, yes. I grew up, I'm very straight, and I grew up in, like, YFC, where, like, I was heavily religious, and so...
Yung nga yung tatanong ko. So, anong, meron bang tag sa loob mo? Sa loob, na, gagawin ko ba to? Or nag-iba na yung pananaw mo?
No, I mean, being older and actually, like, majority of my close friends are actually queer. I do have, like, straight friends, but they're all busy being married or heavily in their serious relationships, so I never see them. But I have a lot of my queer friends, and I feel like being in the arts entertainment industry for such a long time, you're bound to meet queer people. But also, the conversations are just way better, way more... For me, who wants to kind of dissect something or a subject or is curious, like, for lack of being a straight person, when I was younger, one of my close friends came out to me. I had several, actually, but this one, who's still one of my best friends now, I was, like, blatantly just asked really curious questions. And I was, like, probably 15, and I was like, there's no way you're gay. Because, like, religion and being Catholic told me, was like, you can't be gay. It's a choice or whatever. And so I literally asked questions. I was like, how come you're gay? Like, there's no way you're gay. And then he would be like, no, I'm just born this way and that's it. And it took me a moment to be honest, to be like, huh, okay. And then other people around me were like, oh, I'm gay. And then I was like, okay, well, that doesn't change how I feel about you. We just like different things.
So, kumbaga, napalibutan ka, dahil napalibutan ka, dun mo na unawaan.
Yeah, and you know, like, I wish I had better communication skills, but I was curious enough, and my friends were loving enough to teach me. But also, there's, you know, like, there is nothing wrong with being queer. There's nothing wrong with being straight. It's just preference, but also just that's who you are. But there is so many beautiful conversations that I've been able to be part of because of, you know, being a little bit more open-minded. There's a lot of, like... There's actually not a lot of conversations I feel sort of like inspired by in sort of like the hetero conversations. They're quite blanketed. A lot of them feel like I'm hiding something.
So mas malaya.
Yeah.
Mas freewheeling ika nga ang
Yeah. It's taught me a lot about being able to be myself. And I think when it comes to being a straight person, I think there's a lot of like there's so many barriers about being free. There's always, like, just a take of, like, how should I be a straight male in the society? And it's just very boring. And I was like, I can't live like that. And so, like, being around queer people has made me sort of fantasize, like, how much greater my life could look like and how much more open and how much more engaging it could be.
Katabi mo si Dax, hindi boring ang buhay mo.
No, we have fun.
Nahahawa na sila.
Lagi mo silang ginugulat.
Ay, nako.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.